Okay, Mem Vav Amid Beis, three lines down from the top. Zakti Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Teida, let's prove, we're trying to prove that Atovi Ameitiv is not Daoraisa. The Atovi Ameitiv Lav Daoraisa. Why? Shari Okrin Osa Bebeis HaEvel. Because they uproot it in a house of mourning, in a Beis Avel. In a Beis Avel, they do not say, Hatovi Ameitiv. Kidatanya, as we're about to see in the Braisa, says the Braisa, Mahim Omrim Bebeis HaEvel. What do they say in a Beis Avel? Baruch Hatovi Ameitiv. So according to the Tanakama, in the Braisa, they say Hatovi Ameitiv. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they don't say Atov Yamitiv, they say Dayan HaEmes. Okay, and therefore, we're going like this sheet of Rabbi Akiva, they uproot Atov Yamitiv in the base Avil, and so you see, it's not Doraisa. If it was Doraisa, you couldn't do away with it in the base Avil. So it asks the Gemara, Atov Yamitiv in Dayan HaEmes, lo. Right, so you mean to tell me, meaning the Tanakama, who says you say Atovi Ameitiv, does he mean that you only say Atovi Ameitiv and you don't say Dayan HaEmes at all? It's a base Avel. You don't make any mention of the Avelus. Ela Eima Af Atovi Ameitiv. No, Tanakama says you say both. You say Dayan HaEmes and Atovi Ameitiv as well. You say, meaning you combine them into one bracha. Marzutra Ikla Lebe Rav Ashi. Marzutra went to the house of Rav Ashi. Isra Bey Milsa, and he suffered a loss. Isra, like something bad happened to him. So Isra Bey Milsa, he suffered a loss. He was an Avel. Pasach Ubarich Hatov Ve'Ameitiv, and he made the following bracha. He made the following bracha. Hatov Ve'Ameitiv, Kel Emes, Dayon Emes, Shofet B'Tzedek, Lokeach B'Mishpat, Yishalit Be'Olamo La'asos Bokir Tzono, and he rules over his world to do as he wishes. The other ones are pretty self-explanatory. Ki chol derach of mishpat, all of his ways are just. Shehakol shalom, everything is his. Va'anachnu amo va'avadov, we are his nation and his servants. Uvechol anachnu chayavim lehodos lo ulevarcho, and with everything we have to thank him and to bless him. Go there, pirtzos be Yisrael. He repairs the breaks, the breaches in Klal Yisrael. Who Yigdores Apirza Azos be Yisrael Lachaim, and he should repair this break in Kali Yisrael for life. Okay, so that was the bracha that Mar Zutra made when he went to Ravashi's house and he was an Avel there. Okay, now we're going back to the case where we discussed a person who stopped to answer Zimun to the other people. Remember, we discussed that someone who, let's say you have three people eating and two of them finish and one doesn't. So the two of them do Zimun and the one guy stops and he answers. So now the Gemara asks, Leheichan hu choze? Where does he go back to? Right, where does he go back to when it comes to benching? Right, Rashi says, after he finishes his meal, where does he go back to bench? Rav Zvid Mishmei De Abaye Omar Chozer LeRosh. So Rav Zvid, in the name of Abaye, says you go back to the beginning of Hazan. Right, he's chayiv in Zimun. He was Yotzei Zimun with those three. He goes back to Hazan. VeRabbanan Amrei LeMakom Shepasak. Rabbanan say no. He goes back to the place where he left off, meaning the Birchas HaAretz. Right, meaning No Delecha, because of Hazan he was already Yotzei with the Zimun. And therefore he begins with no delicha. Now the previous Rashi says that this is all according to Rav Sheshes, who says the Birchas Hazimun. Remember, if you remember, we had a machlokas Amoraim. Where does the Birchas Hazimun extend to? Is the Birchas Hazimun just Nevarach Shachal Mishlo, or does the Birchas Hazimun include Hazan also? So he says it's according. This Gemara is going according to Rav Sheshes. The Birchas Hazimun goes until Hazan. So now the question is: does this guy, was he Yotzei Hazan with that Zimun that was done? Or no, because he went back and ate, he has to go back to the beginning of Hazan. That's the question in this Gemara. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Omer le Reish Galusa le Rav Sheshes. Reish Galusa said to Rav Sheshes, Af al gav de Rabbonon kishishe atun, even though you guys are elder Rabbonim, parsoi bitzarche su'uda biki minaychu, the Persians are more expert than you at the proper things to do at a meal. Bizman shein shtei mitos, for example, and this is what the Persians do. when there are two mitos. Mitos refers to the like the benches or couches that they used to recline on. Remember, they used to recline when they ate. Bizman shein shtei mitos, when there are two benches, when there are two of these beds, gadol meisiv barosh, the gadol, the more chashuv person, he reclines first. Bisheni lo lamala himen, and the next most chashuv person, he goes to the bed above, meaning at the head of the bed of the gadol. Okay, so the gadol goes first, he reclines first, and then the next most chashuv person goes to the bed at the head of that gadol. Ubizman shem shalosh, let's say it's three beds. Gadol meisiv biemtza, the gadol goes to the middle bed. He reclines in the middle bed. Sheni lo lamala himenu, the second one goes, the second most chashuv person goes to the bed at the head of the gadol, and shlishi lo lamata himenu, and the shlishi, the third most prominent person, goes to the bed that's at the feet of the most prominent person of the gadol. Okay, and so the Gemara says, Amar lei the chiboy ishtauye bahadei. So he asks him a question. He says, well, one second, if that's the case, so v'chiboy ishtaui ba'adei, if he wants to have a conversation with him, if he wants to talk to him, matritz terutzei v'yosiv u'mishtaui ba'adei, you're gonna require the gadol to sit up and to turn around and converse with the person. You think it's going to be very difficult for him to converse with the person if they're seated in that way. Okay. Okay. One second. Okay. Right. So the way Rashi explains this is that if you have, let's say you just had the two beds, right? So we said the gadol lies down first, he reclines first, and then the second most chashuv person, the next guy, he reclines to the bed that's at the gadol's head, right? So Rashi explains the question that he's not going to be able to talk to him. If he's at the head, he's facing this way, he's going to have to like sit up and talk to him. If he's facing that way, if you're reclining, they used to recline to their left, right? So imagine, if you're reclining to the left, so it makes more sense to put the second guy down by my feet, so that if I want to talk, I can just talk like this. As opposed to, you know, if I want to talk to this guy, I'm going to have to like sit up and turn around to talk. So that's what the question that was posed to Rav Sheshes, I'm sorry, that was posed to, who was this? That was posed to the Reish Chalusa, was that how, you know, the Parsim are doing this in such an awkward way, where the Gadol is going to have to like turn around completely in order to have a conversation. So Reish Chalusa answers him, Omar Leh, Shiny Parsoi, Demach Vileh B'mechog. He says, no, the Parsoim, they use hand signals when they talk. They use hand signals. So since they use hand signals, so he'll, you know, if you just sign, the guy who's sitting over there will be able to see you, and therefore he'll know what you're saying. You don't have to actually look at him. When you're talking, they used to use these hand signals. Yeah.
How could the guy lean and see what the other guy is signaling?
That's a good question, but I guess the main speaker would be the most chashuv person. The most chashuv person, he's the one who's doing most of the talking. So he'll be signaling, and the other guy will quote unquote hear what he has to say. Okay. Next topic. Zakti Gemara. Mayim Rishonim Mehechan Maschilim. Okay, so Mayim Rishonim, when we wash Mayim Rishonim, which refers to the Netilas Yadayim that we wash at the beginning of the Seudah, from where do you start? Okay, and Rashi points out that this is Rav Sheshes asking the Reish Galusa, that what did the Parsiim do? Because the Parsiim apparently had all these things worked out, you know, all their meal etiquette. They had everything worked out, so he asked him, what did the Parsiim do about this? So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Mina Gadol. Right? The most chashuv person washes first. So asks Rav Sheshes, Yeshev Gadol v'yishmor yadav ad shenotlin kulan. When you expect the Gadol, let's say you have 20 people there. So the gadol's going to wash, and then he's going to have to sit there and keep his hands clean. He can't do anything because you don't want to be metame your hands. So you have to sit there and keep your hands clean until everybody else washes. It's not pekavadik to the chashuv person to be sitting there the whole time. So Amar Lei says, no, he doesn't have to wait for everyone. La alter maisu taka kamei. Right away they bring the tray before him. Right away they bring the table before him, so that as soon as he washes, he can begin eating right away. They don't have to. He doesn't have to wait for everybody else to start eating. Right, nowadays, you know, we don't do this. You know, everybody waits for everybody else to wash. But in those days, the chashav person used to wash and start eating first. Asks the Gemara, my macharonim meichan maschilin. So what about my macharonim? Right, where do you start my macharonim from? Omar le minakata. You start from the katan, from the least chashav person at the table. And it seems to be that the way that they were seated at the table was that the more chashav people would sit like by the head of the table. Okay, and then as they went down the table, it would get less and less chashav. The least chashav person would be sitting at the end of the table. Which still, you know, you imagine like such a thing still kind of makes sense even today. Okay, so asks the Gemara a similar type of question. V'gadol Yosef v'yadav mizuhamos at shenotlin kulan. Should the most chashav person sit with dirty hands until everybody washes? The whole table is going to wash my macharonim, and this guy's waiting with his dirty hands. He should be washing first. Not bakavadik to make him sit away with dirty hands. Amar lei lo mesalkei takam ikame adenamti maya legabe. They don't remove his table until the water gets to him. So I mean, he can be eating the whole time. He doesn't have to just sit there with dirty hands and wait for them to be cleaned. He can eat the whole time. He's still eating until the time that that it's time to wash. So he doesn't have to sit and wait around. He keeps nibbling. I don't know. Okay. So Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, okay, the Reish Galusa gave him this whole report as to what the Parsiim do. So Rav Sheshes says, listen, I don't know about the Parsiim too much. I just know a Braisa. And Rav Sheshes says, I just know a Braisa about these things. I don't know what the Parsiim do. I know a Braisa. What does the Braisa say about this? And the Braisa addresses these points. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Ketzad Seder Haseba. What's the order of Haseba? When people want to be amesiv at a table, what do they do? Bizman Shein Shtei Mitos. If it's only two beds to recline, Godol Mesiv Barosh Visheni Lo Lamata Himenu. If it's two people, so the Godol reclines first, and then the second guy reclines by his feet, which is the way that Rav Sheshes had wanted it originally, if you remember, right? The Parsiim didn't do that. But that's what Rav Sheshes says from the Braisa. Bizman Shein Shalosh, but if it's three, so then Shalosh Mitos, I'm sorry, Gadol Meisiv Barosh, the Gadol goes, he reclines first, Sheni Lo Lamala Himenu, the second one to his head, Shlishi Lo Lamata Himenu, and the third one by his feet. So when it's three, then that's how they go. That's in terms of Haseba. Mayim Arishonim, what do they do with washing and Tilas Yadayim? Maschilim Min HaGadol, start from the Gadol, right? So that way the Gadol doesn't have to wait. You start right away with him. Mayim Acharonim. So what about Mayim Acharonim? So says the Gemara, says the Brice, it depends how many people are eating there. Bizman Shehem Hey, if it's five people or less, right, it's not just five, but if it's five people or less, so then Maschilim Min HaGadol, then you start from the Gadol. We're going to see the reason why you start from the Gadol. If you remember, we learned on the, I forget which Amud it was, maybe the previous Amud or the one before that, we learned that Mayim Acharonim, the one who benches always says Mayim Acharonim, always does Mayim Acharonim first. Right? Why? Because it gives him a few minutes or a minute or two to look over the benching, right, to prepare the benching, right? So the Gadol and the Gadol usually with Mechabed the Gadol with benching. So here, the Gadol washes first. If it's five people or less, the Gadol washes first. And then, while the other four people are washing, he's going to, he'll prepare the benching, and then he'll bench. Ubizman shehem meya, but if it's, meya is lav dafka, doesn't literally mean 100, it just means if there's more than five, you know, even up to 100, if there's a lot of people there, so then it's not pekavadik to make the gadol wash first, because then he's going to have to wait till everybody else is washed, right? It doesn't take him that long to prepare the benching. So therefore, in that case, where it's a lot of people, maschilim min hakatan, then you start from the least important person, right? You get him to be quiet first. Ad shemagiyim etzel hay, until they get to the last five. The last five, or meaning the last five, the most chashuv five people. And then v'chozru maschilim min hagadol. And then once you get to the last five, so then you go back to the most prominent person, to the most chashuv person, he washes, and then the rest of them wash. Ubamakum shemayim achronim chozrin, lesham bracha chozeres. One second. And then the guy, meaning that gadol, who washes mayim achronim, he, right, the top five, the gadol of the top five who washes the mayim achronim, he also is the one that makes the bracha. He's the one who also does he benches for everybody. Okay? What would you say?
Who goes next time? Is the second guy or the fourth guy?
That's a good question. Right, if you only have five, the maschilim in agadol, so then do you go? What?
Or you only use the just for him.
No, but let's say you just have five, and you're maschilim in agadol, we said, right?
Then
who's number two?
Then you're going down.
Is number two the least chashuv or the most, or the second most chashuv?
I think second
most chashuv. Going down?
I think the most chashuv.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You get 100 people, you're not going to order everyone any price. It's just going to be like the greatest guy and everyone else to be anyway. It doesn't actually make 100 though. I mean, just more. Okay, so it's even 10. Like, it's not even going to order them 1 to 10. Of course not.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I have to think about that. It's a good question. By the way, Rashi also points out that let's say the gadol wants somebody else to bench, right? The gadol can get somebody else to bench. So if the gadol gets somebody else to bench, then that person washes first. Whoever benches washes first. Okay. So this supports the teaching of Rav. The Yomar Rav Chia Bar Barashi Yomar Rav. Whoever washes Mayim Achronim first, he's the one who benches. Okay? Rav and Rabbi Chia, we had this story already, right? And that's what the little hey tells us on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, if you remember it. Rav and Rabbi Chia, Abu Yasfi Besudasa Kamei de Rebbe. So Rav and Rabbi Chia were sitting in a Suda before Rebbe. Amar le Rebbe le Rav, Ku Moshi Yadach. So Rebbe said to Rav, get up and wash your hands. Chazi de Kamartis. So he saw that he was scared, right? Because he was scared. He thought that he was criticizing him. Amar le Bar Pachta, he said, the son of a nobleman, Ayin bebirchas mezona kamarlach. He's not critiquing you. He's just telling you that you should be ma'ayin in the benching. Okay, we'll stop here by the Tanur Rabban and we'll pick up with you tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.